The outcome of Tuesday's closely watched, highly competitive election for U.S. Senate in Massachusetts was not surprising, but was nonetheless improbable. When the campaign began, Warren was a relatively obscure first-time candidate, according to Tim Versalotti, the director of the Western New England University Polling Institute.
If you look back at our March 2011 data, she was pretty unknown for most voters in Massachusetts. You had to be a pretty hardcore political junkie to know that she had helped to set up the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau and that she had helped to oversee the spending under the Troubled Assets Relief Program.
Republican incumbent Senator Scott Brown, who had pulled off a major upset when he won the 2010 special election following the death of Senator Edward Kennedy, was popular with high job approval ratings. He had a common man, nice guy image. But as an incumbent, he also had a voting record. Over the course of the campaign, Warren was able to highlight that record to her advantage, according to Massachusetts Democratic Party Chairman John Walsh.
Elizabeth Warren was relentless in contrasting issues positions on women's equal pay, on their health care decisions with the Blunt Amendment, on the benefits of Obamacare for seniors and students in Massachusetts, on holding Wall Street accountable over and over again on middle class issues. She was relentless in that comparison.
Exit polls showed women voted for Warren over Brown by about a 20-point margin. Tricia Waja, the director of public affairs for the Planned Parenthood Advocacy Fund of Massachusetts, said women's health issues played a defining role in the election.
I know that we'll be able to count on her. She's made the connection of women's health as an economic issue, which I think is particularly relevant.
In the 2010 special election, nearly half the union households in Massachusetts voted for Brown. Massachusetts AFL-CIO President Steve Tolman said labor leaders worked to convince their members that Brown had not represented their interests since going to Washington.
In fact, we prepared for this on Labor Day of last year, and we worked our members, we knocked on our doors, we telephoned our members, we talked to them, we did workplace leaflets, we talked in various meetings about how important and what is at stake at this election. And that's how we focused it.
Nearly 1.2 million more votes were cast Tuesday than in the 2010 special election. Much of that increased turnout was in traditionally Democratic areas, such as Springfield and Boston, according to Doug Rubin, a senior advisor to the Warren campaign.
And I think part of the reason we've seen such a big turnout is that we've got a great ground game.
The ground game consisted of 20,000 volunteers who since June knocked on hundreds of thousands of doors across the state and made millions of phone calls to identify Warren supporters. It culminated with a get-out-the-vote effort on Tuesday that State Senator Benjamin Downing of Pittsfield described as unprecedented.
It was the best organization I've ever seen in a campaign in Berkshire County. 30 to 40 volunteers going door to door and making calls the entire time. It's a true grassroots organization.
The two Senate campaigns spent a total of $70 million, a record for a political campaign in Massachusetts. Warren and Brown last spring signed a pledge to keep third-party advertising out of the campaign. To the surprise of many, the pledge held. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.